Well, you know that human flu season is about wrapped up, but did you know that canine flu season is just getting started? And to talk with me about that is Raleigh veterinarian, Dr. Laura Green. Dr. Green, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, why don't you explain this? What's canine influenza?
Right. So canine influenza, or the dog flu, is a virus that infects dogs and, very much like the human flu, can cause your dog to feel really sick or even end up needing hospitalization. It's a respiratory virus, so it spreads when dogs come into contact with one another or when they come into contact with an object that has been coughed on, sneezed on, or even sniffed on. So when dogs go out doing their normal behaviors, even just a walk in the neighborhood, if they sniff the same thing that another dog who has canine flu has sniffed, they might be coming in contact with the virus.
Talk to me about symptoms.
So symptoms in dogs to some degree echo what we often think of in people. You can have a very rapid onset of these clinical signs of fever, coughing, sneezing, lethargy, loss of appetite, and then canine influenza can really cause some pretty significant damage to the lungs. So some dogs will find themselves having difficulty breathing and even needing hospitalization.
Are there treatments?
That's one of the tricky things about canine influenza, is that we don't have a direct treatment for the virus. So when dogs become sick with this virus, all that we do is supportive care. So if they don't feel like eating, we can give appetite stimulants. If they are very lethargic and unwilling to drink normally, we can give them intravenous fluids. If they get a secondary bacterial infection, we can give them antibiotics. But for the most part, we just have to ride it out and wait for the virus to take its course.
Sounds a little bit like what you do when you have a cold.
It does, rather. And much as we would all really prefer to avoid getting a cold or to avoid getting the flu, it's best, if possible, to actually try to prevent having your dog have to go through these symptoms and interrupt the things that you normally enjoy doing with your dog by having them be protected. There are excellent vaccines available for canine influenza, and this is something where we can spare our pets from having to go through all of that.
Let's go through that a little bit further. Vaccination. What kinds of vaccinations are available? When should they be given? Just the whole gamut on that.
Sure. So the nice thing about the canine influenza vaccines is that they are readily available. You can talk with your veterinarian about getting your pet protected. One of the reasons that we see a bit of an uptick in canine influenza and infectious respiratory disease cases in these warmer months is that canine influenza isn't seasonal. It's a risk all year long, but our activities that tend to put dogs in contact with one another tend to increase in the warmer months. So we get out more. We go to outdoor venues with our pets. We board them because we go on vacations. And many boarding facilities in particular will require that dogs be vaccinated for canine influenza prior to being able to stay at their facilities.
Is there a certain time of the year that's better to get the vaccine? I guess you might want to get it maybe early in the year before the season hits.
It's a great idea to do that if possible. Generally, if it's the very first time that a dog has had the canine influenza vaccine, it will take 4 to 5 weeks for full immunity to be established, for the dog to be fully protected. And then they can receive the vaccine annually, once a year after that point, to maintain that protection. So really getting started at any time is a good plan, but especially as we're heading into these warmer months, as people are thinking about getting out and traveling with their pets, getting their dogs vaccinated now in advance of that travel is an excellent plan.
And any final advice or anything else you'd like to add to give us pet parents more information as we head into peak canine flu season?
You know, as a veterinarian, this is one of my favorite times of the year, because every time I go outside, I see people and pets enjoying each other and celebrating that human-animal bond. Giving your dog the protection they need with an effective vaccine against canine influenza is a smart way to make sure that this respiratory virus doesn't have a chance to interrupt all of that fun. So I would just urge pet owners to take this opportunity to talk with their veterinarians, have a conversation about the canine flu vaccine, the fact that this is an effective and proven way to reduce those clinical signs that could cause, and to have that opportunity to continue to enjoy the beautiful weather uninterrupted with their pets.
Any place that people can get more information about what we've talked about?
Yes, you can absolutely go to a website called dogflu.com or to Merck Animal Health's website. Both will have abundant information about canine influenza, where it is, what it is, and how to keep your pets protected.
It is approaching the peak of canine flu season. Now's the time to get your dog vaccinated and also watch out for possible symptoms. Dr. Laura Green, veterinarian here in Raleigh, we thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.